In order for Moore's Law to continue to be true, there continue to have to be new innovations all the time. And so Moore's Law is really, you know, if you assume that's going to happen, you're really discounting announcements of this nature. The problem there is that actually pushes the need for continual progress onto the software industry. So, you know, if I go from a single core machine, if I go out and buy a new Mac or PC that has, you know, a 6-core processor in it, unfortunately, my spell checker is not going to go 6 times faster. And that's because spell checkers are not designed to take advantage of multi-core chips. Photoshop probably will go 6 times faster because that sort of software is generally designed to look for these things. So what used to be quite an obscure programming problem for supercomputers and for academics, which is how do you reliably and efficiently take advantage of massively parallel computers, is starting to become a real problem on the desktop. Because if software doesn't take advantage of these cores, then Intel can go on pushing out chips that have more and more processing cores inside them, but the software won't be getting any faster. And we'll have this growing gap between what my computer's theoretically capable of and what it actually does.